Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Should Sienna say something or say nothing? Something or nothing are the options. This is due to the hubs.
Yes, this is all about my hubby, Ivan. So he's been wanting to get tattoos for a long time, and not just one or two. He wants to get sleeved up on both arms as well as a leg tattoo. And he doesn't have any as of right now. And he's been talking about it for a couple years, but he's been putting it off. And when we were at the Cowboy Fest a couple weeks ago, Joey, we actually got like this little care package, or what is it called? Like an influencer, a little box of goodies thing.
Goodie bag.
A little goodie bag. And it came with like a little coupon to a local tattoo spot for like $300 off. So he was like, okay, I need to use this by the end of the year. So he's really starting to look forward to getting a tattoo. The only thing is I haven't told him. I don't really want him to get tattoos. And he's been talking about it for years, and I've kept it to myself of how I don't want him to go through with this. And
so you wait till he makes a tattoo appointment?
I know, right?
Hey, by the way, I know you've been wanting this for 8 years.
Right when he's about to do it. No, but I don't know. I'm just torn as a wife because I want him to get what he wants done. I want him to look good, feel good. And if he's really excited about it, yes, do it. But I also am like, don't do it. And then if I tell him not to do it, he's such a good man where he'll appease me and then not get it done. And then I'll feel bad because I don't want him to do that.
Is it the sleeve and the stuff that you don't want him to get? Like, what if it was just a single tattoo or a couple tattoos instead of the sleeve and the leg?
Honestly, that's a good question because it might be the whole sleeves. If he just had like one tattoo on his arm or something, I think that's fine. But I'm just not used to my sweet little Ivan having all these tattoos.
He's tired of being sweet.
Yeah.
I know.
Done.
Complain much?
I know. I'm just like my sweet little Ivan. I'm over here making him sound like a child.
Jesus.
You better say nothing. This man is always so intentional with his time, with his feelings. He doesn't ask for much for you. This is something that, what, would genuinely make him happy?
Yeah, he's been looking forward to it. He's been talking about it for years. And
God
I think
forbid.
Now.
Sienna, why would you stop him from doing that then?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm torn because I don't want to stop him, but I do want to stop him. So I'm like, do I say something and be honest with my husband? Or do I say nothing, keep it to myself, and then we'll see how it all turns out?
Well, which team are you on? Say some or say none.
602-805-101.
Let's chop it up with Brian in Glendale. Brian, what are your thoughts, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm going to say nothing.
Say nothing.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say nothing, man, because, you know, my girlfriend, who I really love with all my heart, she likes me having a baldy. And I'm going to be honest, my hair is thinning, and I'm having a lot of insecurity about it. And I'm on the fence about some different options that I should take about getting it fixed.
Like what?
Well, I'm considering maybe going to Turkey, saving up some money, going to Turkey. I know that's the hottest destination on the planet right now to go get a new hairline and get your groove back, so to say.
Everybody's been telling me about that. I wonder why they're telling me about that. But they said Turkey's the number one spot for hair transplants. So you're thinking of doing the whole thing like a hair transplant?
Yeah, just for my own insecurities. You know, I just don't feel like I'm ready to go full LeBron or Michael Jordan just yet.
It's a bummer, especially if you were losing your hair at a younger age, and you know that is a insecurity for you. I feel you, man.
You feel him, JD?
Well, I don't feel him. not personally. Your girl loves it, but it's your body, your choice.
Wait, so your girl doesn't want you to get the hair transplant? You've told her about it, and she says, "Yeah, I don't want you to do it."
Yeah, for some reason, she says I look hot with the bald look. She says I look like a throwback member of the Lox, which is a rap group.
Okay.
Not sure if you're familiar.
I am.
I'm not.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like
all right, we get it. The Knicks are in the finals. We get it, bro. We get it.
Got Jada Kiss on the line. See, that to me is crazy. If your lady thinks it's sexy and likes it, why do you want to go against the grain and get hair just because you feel insecure for your own reasons? Because I would feel like you're trying to appease your lady at the end of the day.
Most of everything all men do is for women, but
right.
This is for me personally. You know, when you look good, you feel good. You know, when you feel good, you do good. So
right.
This is just something personal that I want to do for me. And at the end of the day, if I don't like it, you know, I could just go with the baldy. It's not a big deal at that point.
Did she say anything about how it might be too much money? Like it was too expensive. She feels like you'd be wasting money.
My girl's just frugal all the time.
He said she's cheap.
Oh, you got a good one then.
See, this is making me feel bad because he's over here like, this is what I want for myself. Yes. I want to do it. And yeah. then he has his girl like, yes. you know, kind of raining on his parade.
Yeah. No, I get it because, you know, they have an amazing relationship. Sienna and Ivan, I was just telling Sienna, you went to the bathroom. I was telling her like, yo, you guys make me sick. And anytime I see them, you could tell they're like, they're homie lover friends. Right, I mean, husband right. and wife, but they really care for each other. And he is the definition of happy wife, happy life. And mm-hmm. I know if you say something, he's not going to get it done.
I know. And that's what I hate about this whole situation.
So, but I still feel like I'm team say something because you got to let him know. Because if he finds out after the fact, and he's sleeved up. See, yeah, mm-hmm. if he gets sleeved up and then he's like, you know what? I didn't really think, oh my God, that would ruin him. Oh,
you're going to block his blessing, number one. That's all he wants.
Block his blessing. You're going to block his blessing.
I think the lock said that in 1997.
And Joey, some guys don't look good bald. Like, you look great with no hair. I didn't even know who you were with hair.
Yeah.
And I think you pull off a bald head really, really good.
Some guys can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you want hair,
like the locks.
Yeah, like the locks. But if that helps your day-to-day, you're the one that has to look in the mirror. So you at least have to say something. And what's great about Sienna and Ivan's relationship is you guys are based off communication and what you feel is, like, best for one another. Like, you're just being selfish, Sienna. Like, you're just like, I don't want you to look like that.
I don't know if it's self. If anything, I feel like I'm being selfless by not saying anything because I don't want to, again, damper his, like, excitement to get these tattoos.
You don't think your man's going to level up with sleeved-up tats? You don't think you're going to bite your bottom lip like, oh, look at my yes. face?
It may turn into that, and I could get used to it, but it's also, like, right here, right now, in this moment, I'm just like, I don't know if I want my Ivan to get sleeve tattoos.
Ugh. All right. So when are you taking flight to Turkey? Asking for a friend.
I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks. I told her, even the lock got hair now, so.
Yeah.
You know, that's what even made me feel even a little bit worse. I'm like, Jadakiss got hair now? Like,
something that she can yank. That's well done.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.